From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Florida's share of film and TV productions is waning as the state no longer offers tax credits for the industry. A new analysis finds Florida lawmakers may have good reason to reconsider those incentives. From WFSU in Tallahassee, Gina Jordan tells us that the report suggests Florida will have to step up if it wants to compete for billions of show business dollars.
Am I crazy? Are their palm trees greener than ours?
They're just thirstier.
The HBO series Ballers, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, was filmed in South Florida for its first two seasons. Then it moved to California after Florida's film tax credit program ended in 2016. The show is still going strong, now working on its fifth season.
Nobody go anywhere. We're going to war.
Ballers employed more than 2,800 people in Florida, spent over $20 million each season in the South Florida area, and literally picked up and took those jobs and those dollars elsewhere.
John Lux is executive director of Film Florida, a not-for-profit, membership-based trade association. He's tired of Florida losing out on productions, especially those that pass off other states as the Sunshine State.
It is gut-wrenching every time we see something portrayed as Florida, and it's not.
Lux says in the last 4 years, more than 60 major projects chose not to come to Florida or decided to leave, equaling a loss of more than $1 billion for local economies.
We bring in mobile homes. We bring in porta potties. We bring in tent companies. Off-duty police officers and security guards work on those sets. Plumbers, electricians, caterers, dry cleaners, food trucks. You know, an average feature film can spend between $250,000 and $300,000 a day in a local community. Television series, about $150,000 to $200,000 a day.
Lux says Florida's great weather and scenery aren't enough to compete. Take Georgia's incentives package, for example. It includes a 20% tax credit for companies that spend at least $500,000 on film projects. An additional 10% is granted if the finished product includes a promotional logo provided by the state. And the program is thriving. Between 2016 and 2017, Georgia was home to more than 100 films and 150 TV series, which paid out more than $2 billion in wages.
Through a combination of the loss of the incentive programs and efforts by other states to offer more incentives to production, Florida's kind of fallen behind.
Bob Nave is lead author of the report, which was paid for in part by Film Florida. Nave is vice president of research for Florida Tax Watch, described as an independent nonprofit government watchdog.
There are opportunities to retool and relaunch an incentive program that would generate a very high economic impact, a very high return on the investment, and help restore our film industry.
Part of the problem with the previous program, Nave says, is that productions were awarded on a first-come, first-served basis until no more credits were available. Instead, he says the state should consider each production's potential return on investment when determining who should get a tax break.
I think the state would have to develop an incentive program that awarded incentives based on the number of days that a production company was going to film in Florida, the number of Floridians that would be hired as part of the crew or cast, the number of nights hotel rooms are rented, the number of rental cars rented. So all of these things would be rolled into an economic impact. You compare that to how much you're investing and you generate a return.
During the final year of Florida's tax cut program in 2016, the report found the film and television industry was responsible for more than 150,000 jobs and $2 billion in wages in Florida. But Nave says the return on investment was too low for Florida lawmakers to consider extending the tax credit program. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.